Last year, the northern Nigerian state of Zamfara officially adopted the strict Islamic legal code known as Sharia. Since then, alcohol, gambling, prostitution, and co-ed public transportation have all been banned as immoral. Controversy surrounding the move intensified when a Sharia court sentenced a pregnant teenager to be flogged more than 100 times for the crime of adultery. From Zamfara, Ivan Watson reports.
17-year-old Baria Magazu crouches barefoot on the dirt floor of her father's house, cradling her crying son. Baria gave birth to the boy 5 weeks ago. Authorities say now that she is no longer pregnant, she will receive her punishment. Once a doctor decides she's medically fit, she'll be flogged with a cane 100 times. Baria hides her face in her shawl and speaks in monosyllables. She says she accepts the decision of the local Sharia court, that she is guilty of committing adultery. The teenager says she's afraid of the punishment, afraid of being caned. The sentence was handed down at a trial last September. Baria's guilt was obvious to the court. She was pregnant and unmarried. The teenager had no lawyer. She named 3 men as her lovers and said one of them was the father of her child. But all 3 swore on the Quran that they were innocent. The Sharia court cleared their names, leaving Baria alone in disgrace. Baria's case has sparked a wave of international criticism led by Canada. Canadian High Commissioner to Nigeria, Ian Ferguson, lodged a formal complaint with the Nigerian government.
We've taken the view that corporal punishment on a young woman who is 17 would be an abuse of international human rights standards.
Critics say if Baria is whipped, Nigeria will break the United Nations Convention Against Torture, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, and the Covenant for the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women. They also say the caning could kill the young mother. Nonsense, says Mohamed Tukur Anka, one of the judges who sentenced Baria.
The punishment cannot do anything. You see how this type of cane we have. How can this be kill somebody?
2.5 feet long, the cane is a length of stiff, twisted leather. Judges say the cane is used in Zamfara's courts almost every day. Sharia is widely popular among Nigeria's northern Muslims, but it's prompted friction between the northern state governors and Nigeria's federal government. It has also exacerbated intercommunal tensions. Last February, the Sharia debate triggered riots between Christians and Muslims that left thousands dead. The international criticism surrounding the case of Baria Magazu has put the federal government in an uncomfortable position. Last month, Nigeria's foreign ministry asked Zamfara to suspend the girl's sentence. But Ahmed Sani, the governor of Zamfara and the man who's led the Sharia movement in northern Nigeria, says no amount of pressure from the federal government or from overseas will stop the caning of Baria Magazu.
Look, are they saying that there shouldn't be justice? As far as we as Muslims are concerned, this is justice. No amount of planning, no amount of pressure, no amount of tactics or whatever can make a Muslim change his attitude towards his religion.
Dr. Aisha Imam, a women's human rights activist, says the debate over Sharia is overshadowing the girl's case.
The major issue has to be really that we don't want the little girl, the very young woman who is at the center of this, to be forgotten in a flexing of muscles on various different sides.
There are signs that the outcry has begun to have an impact on the Zamfara state government. Last week, judges suddenly reduced Baria's original sentence of 180 lashes to 100 strokes. The flogging was originally set for January 27th, the first anniversary of the introduction of Sharia. But now authorities are saying it will not take place on that date, and they are refusing to say when precisely the sentence will be carried out. For NPR News, I'm Ivan Watson in Magazu, Nigeria.